So far in our study of the phrase one new man, as used by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2:15, we've seen the gracious nature of God in reconciling men from all nations to himself. Originally, only Israel had the promise of redemption. The Gentiles were strangers to this promise. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12. Strangers from the covenants of promise. That was the identity the Gentiles bore in the Old Testament. However, when Yeshua died on the cross and was resurrected on the third day, he brought them near and engrafted them into his fold. Ephesians 2:13-15. Now we longer have two different nations. There is no Jew or Gentile. Both are now one in Yeshua. Galatians 3:28. Christ in the Passover, his death and resurrection, achieved this miracle. In this third part of our series, we will further examine the unity of the Jewish people and the Gentiles. One Lord, one faith, one new man. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4:4-6. To understand what Paul is teaching, we need to read these verses in context of his discussion. First, bear in mind that Ephesians 4:4-6 is a continuation of the discourse in chapter 2 of how Yeshua reconciled the Jewish people and the Gentiles to himself. I'm sure you know when Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, he didn't write in chapters and verses. Just like today, ancient letters were written in paragraphs. However, for easy referencing and comprehension, Bible translators separated the paragraphs of the letters into chapters and verses. In Bible study, proper contextual reading requires that we read verses and chapters in the light of what was discussed in the preceding verses or chapters. So with this in mind, let's check out what Paul was inferring in Ephesians 4, 4-6. After introducing the one new man concept in chapter 2, Paul continued in chapter 3 to talk about the revelation God gave him about the mystery of Christ, Ephesians 3, 3-6. According to Ephesians 3:5, this mystery was unknown to men in other ages. However, God, through his Spirit, has revealed it to his holy apostles and prophets, Ephesians 4:5. This reminds me of Yeshua's words in John 16:12-13, that he had many things to say to his disciples, but they could not bear it then. He promised them that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth when he, the Holy Spirit, came. As Jews, the disciples of Yeshua were still full of Jewish prejudices and were not prepared for the unveiling of God's plan to bring the Gentiles into the fold. In fact, it took them a great while before they came to terms with this truth. After Peter returned from Cornelius' house in Acts 11, the believers who were of the circumcision questioned him for associating with Gentiles. Acts 11:2-3. Little did they know that the Gentiles were included in God's salvation plan too. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, had insight into this revelation and communicated it in his letter. He affirmed that salvation is to the Jew first. However, he added, Gentiles are also included in God's salvation plan, Romans 1:16, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, Ephesians 3:6. On this premise, Paul now explained further that in Yeshua we have one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, Ephesians 4, 4-6. In Yeshua, God is no longer father to Jewish believers alone. He is also father to every Gentile who believes in Yeshua as the Messiah. On account of their faith in Yeshua, Gentile believers are now part of the family of God. They are adopted as sons and daughters and sealed with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. God made them his heirs, joint heirs with Yeshua, Romans 8:17. Final thoughts. The Christian faith is founded on the monotheistic belief that God is one. After the fall in Eden, God unveiled his plan to redeem humanity. Many years later, he sent Yeshua, his son, to fulfill that plan. In this redemption, The Jewish people and the Gentiles are united as one family. As we live our lives of faith, God expects us to recognize this supernatural unity in our relationship with others, including those from other nations. As believers, we ought to live in harmony and unity with every believer around us. Without this, we have no chance of ever having real peace in the Middle East.